MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
As investment professionals, we often get asked all kinds of schemes promising to be game changers and 100 baggers. And I have my own thoughts on what constitutes a good and safe investment. But even me, I sometimes miss the boat when it comes to newer technologies. So excuse the pun, Nick Dennis from Anchor Capital, but what do you see as the key differences between good and fad tech investing?
So, look, I think the key, Chantal, and thanks for having me on, is you aren't able to differentiate unless you gain an understanding at the product level, and so sometimes or often you're not going to be able to know the difference with really cutting edge tech. And so, like, I personally, for a lot of the newer stuff, I don't try to differentiate, but where you can understand the products. Understand what sort of value it brings to the customer. Does it save the customer time or money, or does it sort of bring them new features or services that they didn't have before? Then I think you can differentiate. If you can't do that, then it's indistinguishable, and I would rather just stay away. The final point that I make is this doesn't matter when the market's going up, but it's when you find that your shares are down 20 or 30%. That's when it really matters. And you know, with a fad, or if it's a piece of cutting edge tech that you don't understand properly, if it's down 30%, you're not going to know should I hold on or should I add. And so that's why I think it's really important that you actually really have a deep understanding at the product level, what the company's doing.
Yeah, I guess I think for me, where I usually struggle is as I'm getting a little bit older, things like ByteDance's TikTok really doesn't make that much sense to me. But I can see that there's a user case, for example, for young people who really enjoy dancing into a camera and posting it online for the world to see. But I think what I'm getting to is perhaps when I don't really understand it, someone else will. And my next question kind of speaks to that. Does it make sense to wait for tech shares to list and then kind of buy them in the market, or to actually look towards early stage investors and guys with a really deep understanding of the sector, like a SoftBank or even a Naspersh if you ignore Tencent or Tencent for that matter?
Yeah, so I think the point that you raise on TikTok is an interesting one. And I've certainly been guilty of what you mentioned in the past in dismissing something that on the face of it seems silly. But quite often the really interesting things in the tech space start off as games, or they seem kind of silly. And then the really interesting use cases emerge later. So I sort of over time have had to train myself to kind of not dismiss these things. And to take them a bit more seriously. And then, I agree to your second point. It's often those VC stage investors, like the Benchmarks or the A16Zs of the world, they're actually really good at, you know, to my previous point, is actually understanding the product. What is it trying to do? How is it different versus the alternatives? Whereas the sort of later stage investors in the public markets, like myself, we can tend to be kind of more conservative and more kind of driven by the metrics, which could actually be the wrong approach. Like, if you get the product right, the metrics come later. And I think that's what your SoftBanks and your VC type investors often get right.
Yeah, I mean, as I said in my intro, I usually miss the boat at first because I want a company to be cash flow positive, and I want the balance sheet to look decent, and I want the revenue to start coming through quite strongly. So I absolutely agree. Perhaps the answer is that if you do tend to be a more conservative investor like I am, look towards less conservative investors, but where you are quite happy with their underlying metrics and the diversification of their portfolio. Anything you are particularly excited about right now, something new on the horizon that we might not know about, or anything that you're very cautious about currently?
Look, I tend to be more in the bullish camp. I'm an optimist. I think a lot of the companies that we have today, like the next Tesla, for example, I think is going to be Tesla. And I think, you know, trends like e-commerce, I think it's still early days. So for a lot of these spaces, and their business models are are starting to deliver along, you know, in terms of, or some of them are in terms of cash flow and returns on invested capital, all of those kind of metrics. And so I think you actually don't need to be on the very cutting edge to generate really exciting returns. So there's a lot of the trends that are just right in front of us today, I think still have a long, long time to play out.
Yeah, I really like that. You don't have to be at the cutting edge to make decent returns. Thank you so much. That was Nick Dennis from Anchor Capital.
MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.